This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russian forces are advancing on Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, now as close as 9 miles from the city, according to a U.S. defense official. In the hard-hit city of Mariupol, things are getting even more desperate. Civilians are scrounging for food and fuel, say officials. How does this war end? Retired Lieutenant General Douglas Lute, a former U.S. ambassador to NATO, says,
"This may end up looking like something out of the Middle Ages, in terms of cities being besieged and bombarded and so forth, with extraordinary misery, very brutal tactics, indiscriminate shelling by the Russians. They won't show any propensity to discriminate between military targets and civilian targets."
Here at home, usually squabbling Democrats and Republicans in Congress have come together to approve billions in emergency aid for Ukraine. The AP's Tim McGuire on the Senate's action.
The bipartisan measure passing as the Russian invasion has killed thousands and driven some 2 million people from Ukraine. While the emergency aid hitched a ride, the bulk of the $1.5 trillion funding bill includes increased domestic spending for schools, housing, childcare, renewable energy, biomedical research, and more. There's a 6% increase for defense, including more F-35 fighter jets, new Navy ships, pay raises for troops, and improvements for schools on military bases. President Biden's signature is certain.
The war in Ukraine continues pushing up gas prices. Gas is $4.33 a gallon this morning, says AAA, up 50 cents in a week. It was 2 years ago today the World Health Organization declared COVID a pandemic. Stocks tanked, classrooms started closing, and people started wearing face masks. The U.S. had 38 confirmed coronavirus deaths. This is AP News. The actor Jussie Smollett will spend time in jail for lying to police in a racist and homophobic attack that he staged himself, say prosecutors.
Cook County Judge James Lynn thought he was getting the last word on the disgraced Empire actor.
You will spend the first 150 days of your sentence in the Cook County Jail, and that will start today, right here, right now.
But as he left the courtroom in custody, Jussie Smollett decided to have his say.
I did not do this, and I am not suicidal, and if anything happens to me when I go in there, I did not do it to myself.
In the end, though, it's the judge's view that counts, and James Lynn says the story Smollett told on the stand was pure perjury, and that Smollett was just being narcissistic when he arranged for his own racist and anti-gay beatdown. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Stocks fell yesterday. The Dow dropped 112 points yesterday. The S&P was down 18. The Nasdaq slid 125 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.